Senator John McCain of Arizona joins us. He's on the Senate Armed Services Committee. Senator, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
Iraq in a moment, but first, we've just heard about Secretary Powell's mission, if I may call it a mission, to Darfur. I don't know what the designation world's worst humanitarian crisis really means, because there are many worthy contenders for that title, but surely it suggests the United States should do something. What do you think we can do?
Well, I think there's a number of things we can do, and by the way, I've seen some satellite photos, and it clearly shows that there's a genocidal actions are taking place where entire villages have now been razed to the ground. We've got over a million refugees already. This is a terrible thing that's going on. I think we could do the usual round of sanctions and resolutions, etc., but I think we may have to act militarily. I think that it's obviously a mission that the United Nations would be capable of doing. And I think we found out in other parts of Africa to stop some of this, you don't need huge numbers of forces. And let's not have a repeat of what happened in Rwanda.
When you start talking about military forces, that's a very troubling political question. We're already stretched militarily ourselves. Are we to say to other people, look, you send in troops, we're not willing to go, but we think this does demand action from someone?
I think we could ask an all-African force to take care of a problem in their region. I think that it is clearly in their interest to do so. I think we could provide funding. Look, Alex, I'm not at the end of the day averse to sending in a few hundred Marines, which is, frankly, about what it would take. And yes, I'm cognizant of Somalia, and I'm cognizant of Beirut, but our choices are to sit by and watch how many hundreds of thousands of people displaced and killed, or explore military options. We've certainly tried just about everything else, and I think that the first military option is what's been done before, is get kind of an all-African, have African nations contribute troops and see if they can't go in there and get this under control.
To Iraq, sir, did you know about the early turnover of power on Monday rather than today? Today was to be the day.
No, I did not. I think it's a wise move, though, both politically and practically.
Are you concerned at all about this development today with Saddam Hussein officially in Iraqi hands? I mean, this is the person that we went to war to get.
I think that when we say in Iraqi hands, it's very clear that it's still U.S. military personnel that are providing for the security, and I think that the new Iraqi government, is very happy with that.
Let me ask you about the question of troop levels. There are still concerns, and many critics say we do not yet have enough troops in Iraq to ensure stability. That's the central question, and the only way to get them is to send Americans. Indeed, we're calling up 5,600 members of the Ready Reserve.
Well, the biggest mistake from the beginning was to not have enough troops on the ground after our spectacular military victory, and we're now paying a very heavy price for that. There was a period of time for several months where if we had gone in and taken control of many of these areas with sufficient numbers of troops, we would not be facing the full-fledged insurgency we're facing today. That's just a reality. And the failure of Rumsfeld to acknowledge this and act in the face of rising attacks, in face of rising casualties, and in face of overwhelming opinion from ex-military experts, I think is really very unfortunate. The reason why we've had to call these people out of the Ready Reserve is we're so short of people with these kinds of specialties, military police, civil affairs. They're just not there, and that's why they've had to do it. And it's very unfortunate because a lot of these people never thought that they'd ever have to wear a uniform again.
What if they tried to call you back, Senator?
I think I may be called back as a hostage.
Senator John McCain with us from Arizona. Senator, thanks for joining us again on
Day to Day. Thanks, Alex. See you.